Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, a service of the Missouri Corn Growers Association and Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. With me on the phone today is Gary Wheeler, who is Director of Market Development. We're going to talk about a couple of issues in that area that producers should be aware of. First of all, Gary, why don't you tell me a little bit about the Value Enhancement Program?
It's a program we're very excited about and very proud of. We help facilitate producer groups throughout the state of Missouri to help enhance value and capture benefits. It might include help with producer-owned ethanol plants, research of new markets, or even existing markets, which may involve such things as identity preservation or certification programs through USDA. Currently, the value capture team is helping facilitate producer groups across the state of Missouri that may consist of ethanol plants, programs within the poultry industry, and even dairy. The bottom line is to help the producer and the producer groups capture that value for their business, and in return, they receive a positive economic impact.
The big news that was out this week was the opening of the Japanese market once again after being closed for 2 years to U.S. beef.
Yes.
What is the impact of that for corn growers, especially here in Missouri and all over the country?
Now that Japan has finally concluded that the U.S. beef supply is safe, this could definitely have a positive impact of corn use for fed cattle in the state of Missouri. Our livestock industry in the state of Missouri currently consumes over 50% of Missouri's corn crop, and this is great news for the livestock industry, but also for corn growers.
All right, Gary, what are some of the other programs that the Missouri corn growers are looking at in terms of market development that producers should be aware of?
Something we're, again, another program we're very proud of is working with our strategic partners to conduct quality trait trial research. These trials are conducted to not only look at the yields for these hybrids, but to look into the individual intrinsic traits. Again, this research is mainly directed to help the producer groups capture that value for economic benefit to the producer and their communities that they live in.
Another issue that producers may want to be concerned about, or they should be concerned about, possibly, is aflatoxin.
The aflatoxin this year has played havoc for the producer. Just want to remind producers out there that are storing their grain to make sure that they monitor those grain bins. It could be very serious on the bottom line whenever they go to start marketing that. If you have any questions about if you have aflatoxin or if you want to test for that, feel free to give us a call or give Missouri Grain Inspection Services a call within the Missouri Department of Agriculture.
Now, how can producers who want to find out more information about anything related to market development, what would you suggest they do?
Well, I would suggest them to give us a call or get on our website. This is something that we're really wanting for those producers out there that have any ideas or comments that we could help them capture value. Just give us a call. Look at our website at mocorn.org. We'd be more than happy to help you out.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. That is Gary Wheeler, who is the Director of Market Development for the Missouri Corn Growers. And with this week's Corn Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.